Welcome to the Commonwealth Minute. Here's your host, Richard Nelson.
Last week, the ACLU of Kentucky filed a federal lawsuit over Senate Bill 2, which bans so-called gender-affirming care for incarcerated Kentuckians, including hormone therapy and gender transition surgeries. The ACLU says that this ban is unconstitutional, citing the potential physical and psychological risks that result from withholding such treatments. But many medical doctors actually describe the treatments as medically unnecessary. In fact, these treatments even pose long-term physical and psychological threats to the patient. The state legislature says that these elective, controversial, and expensive treatments should not be funded by taxpayer dollars. In the words of State Senator Mike Wilson, prisons are meant to provide necessary medical treatment and not serve as test sites for social activism.
Find us on Facebook and Twitter at CPC4Kentucky and on the web at commonwealthpolicycenter.org.